This goes to Jessica Mowbray, M like Mary, O-W, B like boy, R-A-Y, P-A-C. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Irene, and it's a very long name, B like boy, R-A-C-K-E, N like November, capital W-E-R-H, N like November, Y-A-K. Date of birth, 2-6-1946. Dear Miss Mowbray, this is a consultation for Irene, who was sent for evaluation of chronic hyponatremia. She is a 79-year-old female who knows she's had a history of low sodium concentration for several years. She does try to control that by taking sodium tablets, which actually cause nausea and vomiting. And she does restrict her fluid intake to a half a liter per day. It's hard to do, she reports, but she tries very hard to do so. She does have a long history of high blood pressure and COPD, secondary to cigarette smoking, for many years. And she does continue to smoke a half a pack of cigarettes a day and does not intend to quit at this point in her life. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no esophageal reflux, but she does have nausea and vomiting when she takes the sodium tablets. No peripheral edema, chronic shortness of breath on exertion. She does see a regular cardiologist in this area for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she is anticoagulated for that. No history of TIA or stroke, no dizziness, no hearing changes or visual changes. Past medical history is significant for high blood pressure, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, prediabetes, chronic COPD secondary to cigarette smoking, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, and mild aortic regurgitation per echocardiogram in 2024. Past surgical history, she had a right hip replacement and bilateral cataract removal. Social history, she smokes a half pack of cigarettes per day for about 60 years. She occasionally consumes alcohol, not much and rarely, actually. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, cardiac arrhythmia, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Augmentin, statins, Dilaudid, and sodium chloride. Medications, amlodipine 5 mg daily, bisoprolol 2.5 mg daily, Synthroid 75 microgram daily, Ativan 0.5 mg twice a day, magnesium oxide 250 milligram daily, multivitamin 1 daily, Spiriva Respimat 2 inhalations daily, Xarelto is 20 milligram daily, Losartan 50 milligram daily, Advair Discus 1 inhalation twice a day, and she doesn't always remember to take that. Clobetasol ointment as needed, and estradiol cream on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, vaginally. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 143 pounds, pulse is 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 126 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an aortic murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, pedal pulses 2 plus bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 26, 2025. Sodium was 131, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4, calcium 9.1, creatinine is 0.54, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count, normal platelets. We do have a urinalysis microalbumin to creatinine ratio. That is normal at 10. And she had a urinalysis with microscopic done 11/26/25, negative for blood, negative for protein. Specific gravity is 1.009. Assessment and plan. Mild hyponatremia, probable SIADH. We would like her to continue her fluid restriction of 500 milliliters in 24 hours. We are checking a random urine sodium and urine osmolality. If those numbers are within the normal range, she'll be advised to stop the sodium tablets. She may not need them. She probably won't need them, and they do cause nausea and vomiting. She was advised to increase and continue adequate protein intake every day. The goal for her sodium would be greater than or equal to 130. That will be the non-dangerous range, and she's been doing this for many years, keeping it in that range, unless she's been ill. So that goal is, I'm sure, very realistic. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.